Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy holidays. Thanksgiving kicks it off. The next 4 to 5 weeks. Pure joy, right? Okay. Well, definitely a time to reflect, at any rate. And that's the context in which I'm going to offer you the show today. It's a show that asks you to reflect. Now, health and holiday season, well, they kind of go together and they kind of don't, right? Everybody gets a little fatter. We go into the alternate lifestyle, and that's all wonderful. That's part of the holidays. And then around January 1st, everybody makes the resolution to get healthy, to lose some weight, to get back. You know, if you go to the gyms, Equinox, LA Fitness, you'll see these cycles. And every now and then there's this cycle where everybody's at the gym, and then there's a cycle where no one's at the gym. And it's just the way our culture is. But part of the holiday definitely is we take inventory. And if you were to take inventory, the context in which I offer you the show today is, if you're in an early disease state, if you've got chronic symptoms, rather than potshot it with quick fix remedies that may or may not work, what I'd like you to do is think of your symptom, or if you're in the stages of early disease, as a message from your body that there's something you're doing, some way of embracing your life that isn't working, and your body's symptom, your disease, is giving you a message. So today's show is Why Early Disease is a Blessing in Disguise. Happy Holidays. Now, whether you want radiant health or whether you want to get out of chronic symptomology, there's a blessing in there for you. And that's the point of the show today. Really, the functional perspective, the way to look at it that'll make a difference for you, is to dig a little deeper and just embrace the possibility that your symptom is a request to enter into a process that's got a wonderful payoff, a payoff that you didn't think in terms of. And anybody that's done this, anybody that's ever gotten on the other side of a disease, anybody that's ever fixed a chronic symptom will tell you this. In retrospect, it was a blessing. So there's a blessing in there. That blessing's in the form of wisdom. Your disease, your symptomology, what you're facing demands more wisdom, a higher wisdom. And that's what life is in a sense, right? It's an inquiry. It's a self-inquiry that always demands a higher wisdom. And a happier life is that life where you extract enough wisdom about who you are and how you're supposed to be to get the job done. The job meaning to get to that point where you're satisfied. Everyone's here for a reason. Everyone has a creative force. And everyone understands that demonstrating that, spreading that into the day-to-day of your life, well, that's not always an easy thing to do. That creative drive is subject to many challenges along the way. I'm asking you to think of your disease as the net result of too many failures of your creative force, where your creative you doesn't manifest, is when your chemistry goes wrong. Now, that's as scientific as any statement you'll ever hear. We just have to stretch our perception of science. No matter which way you cut it, no matter which way you study the genes, no matter how deep you go into this inquiry, no matter how many credentials you pack on to your perception of why you suffer from your symptom, reinforced when you go to your big trips to the hospital to see the men in white who give you the chemistry, I mean, theoretically, of course, this never happens. But in theory, you're trusting that your symptom, your disease, your process is about a failure in the chemical realm. I'm telling you to look deeper than that. I'm saying to you, it's about a failure in the creative realm. And that the two, the creative realm and the biochemical realm, are integrally connected. That we're going to try to solve this problem with pharmaceutical drugs is, of course, a near absurdity. Yes, they may intermittently save the day, but they will almost always guarantee you that you will lose the war. So as short-term solutions, the drugs may have value. As long-term solutions, they really, really mask the deeper and better choice. But you see, that other choice isn't obvious. Where you're failing to thrive, where your creative force is coming up short, that's not obvious. That's what the inquiry's about. Now, why do you do herbs? Why do you spend your money on herbs? You know, you listen, as I do, because it's my profession, across the board to all the radio stations and all the literature and the books and the news journals talking about today's latest supplement that you're supposed to purchase on special because it's going to help you along your way, give you that health that you want, prevent or slow down the appearance of disease. And whether you're buying one supplement to do this or 100 supplements to do this, this by and large is the mentality. I'm telling you that there's another way to look at herbal medicine. There's another way for you to look at those supplements. And that other way to look at it is if where you spend your dollars on your herbs to rejuvenate or detoxify, where you spend your money can be made more effective if you understand that you're spending it to clean the body so that you can get to your soul. You're trying to get to your creative force. When you cleanse and cleanse and strengthen and cleanse, right? That's the symbiosis. Strengthen and detox in Germany, who birthed holistic medicine in the West, the Germans, off what they took from India and China, going back as far as the Jesuits. In Germany, the maxim is strengthen and detox. Build strength so you'll have the energy for a detoxification, and there's great science behind that. But to strengthen and detox is to get you ultimately closer to your soul, you see? So to strengthen and detox, if part of that is about your herbal remedy, about why you listen to radio shows offering you herbs and cleanses and so on and so forth, I'm suggesting that you take that investment of your mental energy, your creative energy, and put that into a perspective that works. And that is the perspective. The money you spend on your herbs is as good as it gets you closer to your soul. Why? Because at the root of the problem is blocked creative force. After that, everything is semantics. So when I say to you, early disease is a blessing in disguise, happy holidays. If you can understand this, it's going to be a happier holiday. And if you've ever met anybody that's gotten on the other side of a disease, of symptomology, of something that could have gone really bad and it went really good instead. If you've ever had the pleasure of meeting someone that's done that, they will talk to you about the blessing of health. And they will tell you it's inextricably wound into the advent of early disease. So why early disease is a blessing in disguise? Happy holidays. We talk about the word terrain. Terrain. That means if you're not changing the environment around the cell, you're going to go nowhere. What we do is we run off to doctors, even holistic practitioners, unfortunately. What we do is we run off for the symptom control. Well, the roots of medicine, if you trace medicine back far enough to its origins in the West, the origins in the East are prehistoric. But the origins in the West, if we trace it back far enough, well, we're in France, we're in Germany. We're listening to names like Claude Bernard, Rudolf Virchow, Antoine Bichon. The fathers of modern Western pathology, microbiology, had perceptions that were a lot more holistic than you can know. Now on the website, that's straighttalk.cc, those of you that are on the site or those of you that will go to the site later can indulge yourself gleefully in pictures on the site. Picture number 4 is a quote by Claude Bernard, one of the great scientists, one of the great searchers, truth seekers of his day, and respected in the universities. I mean, these are the big names. 1850, 1860, 1870. In Europe, which was way ahead of America at the time. And here is Claude Bernard, a quote, famous Bernard quote, "The terrain is everything, the germ is nothing." How little we respect that today, considering our present myopia on vaccine. Right now, billions and trillions of dollars focused on all the way to enacting laws, forcing you to be vaccinated, forcing your children to be vaccinated. When the guys that started this out, who were competing with the vaccine people back then, it was Bernard versus Pasteur, Bouchon versus Pasteur. It was Pasteur and the Rockefeller Institute versus people who understood that changing the terrain was the most important thing you could do to get to the creative force of the cell. That the cell was its own living organism in a family of other organisms. And then when that cell did not thrive, when its magnetic field depleted, it was in response to a faulty terrain. And that if you looked in with a microscope and you saw a deformed cell, a decayed cell, a necrotic cell, an apoptotic cell, a senescent cell, a malignant cell, you simply had to ask yourself what was off and faulty within the terrain. Now, I'm not making this up. You can attack me on so many levels. These names are here today. Bernard,